Okay, so today's Dav Vav, and you're on Dav Vav on the top line, Rav Shisha. Just to get our bearings, the Gemara brought a brisa yesterday to teach us that a treifa cannot be brought as a korban. So the brisa said, brisa basically brought a pasuk, right? Min habakar, which is say lahotzi es a treifa. And the Gemara not only said brought the pasuk, then it brought a kal v'chomer. It brought a kal v'chomer as well to say that if a balmum, which is mutter lehejot, is asr legavoa, then a treifa, which is asr lehejot, kol shekain is asr legavoa. So Gemara basically, and so then the Gemara said, what do I need to? I have the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, oh, the kal v'chomer could uproot the kal v'chomer, and that's why we have the pasuk. So Gemara said, well, how would you have uprooted the kal v'chomer? So Gemara yesterday gave, I think, five or six attempts to uproot the kal v'chomer, and they did it. So if they didn't uproot the kal v'chomer, so why did you need the pasuk? You had the kal v'chomer. So now the Gemara is going to go on to a different track and say, well, maybe you wouldn't learn it out from one item that would, and you wouldn't have the maybe you would uproot the kal, maybe you would have a kal v'chomer from two items together, combine them together. That wouldn't work. That's why you need the pasuk. So Gemara says as follows: Rav Shisha Breda Rav Yidi Amar Mishum the Ikul Meimar. Why does the brisa need the drasha from the pasuk to tell me that treifa is pasuk mizbeach? Mishum the Ikul Meimar, because you might say you're right. From one thing, I wouldn't be able to prove anything. But lehedar dina v'seisi b'metzad. I can learn out from two things together, from the combination, from a common characteristic between two of these items. I would have learned as follows and say like this: Malu Malika. What was the din by Malika? What we said that we were trying to prove from Malika. Malika, even though it's usher to a hedjot, right? It's mutter ligavoa. So too you might have been said by the treifa, it's usher lehedjot and mutter ligavoa. We said no, you couldn't prove anything from Malika. Shekain kedushasa osrata, because Malika is a maisa. Malika is what's makadish it. That's what makes it usher. But that's what we said yesterday. So the Gemara says, okay, chayla v'dam yochichu. Fats and the blood should prove, right? Because even though it's not a maisa that's the maisa of making it to chayla v'dam is not what's makadish it. Nevertheless, they are mutter ligavoa, because they burnt on the mizbeach, or spread on the mizbeach, but asr lehedjot. So you thought maybe you can learn from them that the treifa, even though it's asr lehedjot, we mutter ligavoa. So then the Gemara says, no, mal lechel v'dam shekein bayim michlal heter. Chel v'dam are different because they come from an animal that is heter, as opposed to treifa, which the entire animal is asr. The Gemara says, okay, malika tochiach. They go back to mechiach, and no, then they end up, chazar adin, lor rizeh kerizeh, lor rizeh kerizeh. What's a shadash shavah shebehen? What's the common characteristic between malika and chel v'dam? Is asur lehedjot. In all these cases, they are asur to the hedjot, mumutar legavoa, but they're mutter on to the mizbeach. So afani avi treifa. So therefore, I would bring it bria treifa. Afal pisha asur lehedjot te muteras legavoa. Then that even though it's asur the hedjot, it would be mutter the gavoa. That would uproot the kal v'chomer, and therefore I would need the pasuk, and it would be okay. Gemara says no. I wouldn't have made that limud from malika and chel v'dam. Because malat sava shava shabehen shakein mitzvasa bekach. Malika and chel v'dam are different than treifa, because malika and chel v'dam, that's the mitzvah. That's how you go about, it's the only way to go about accomplishing what you need to accomplish. You have to be molik the bird. You have to burn the chelev, and you have to throw the blood. By treifa, that's not the only way to accomplish the carbon to bring a treifa. You bring a different animal. It's not mitzvasa bekach. So therefore, we wouldn't have uprooted the kal v'chomer. And if we weren't to have uprooted the kal v'chomer, we're back to square one. Why do I need the pasuk? So Gemara says, no, Ella Amar of Ashi, no, don't, Mishum de Ikla Meima me karad adina pircha. You would have uprooted the kal v'chomer directly from the source. The source was Balmum. We said Balmum, which was us, which was mutter to a hedjot, is asr l'gavoa. Kol shekein the treifa, which is asr l'hedjot, would be asr l'gavoa. So the Gemara says, no, you would have uprooted that. That kal v'chomer is uprooted from Meikaro, from its outset. Mehecha kamaisilemi balmum. You learned it out from the balmum. Well, balmum is different. Mala balmum shekein asa bo makriven kikriven. The balmum is different in that both that which is being offered, the korban, and that and the offerer, the kohen, are subject to the din of a balmum. A balmum passels the korban. And if the kohen is a balmum, he also passes the makrivin and the krivim. just like the behema bal mum is possible to go on the mizbeach, so too a kohen bal mum is possible to do the avoda. Masha ain't came by a treifa. That's not the case. The treifa, what would be usher? What would be usher? Only that which would go on the mizbeach. Right. But a treifa, someone who's mortally ill, is not possible from doing the avoda. A bal mum is, but not a treifa. So therefore, you might say that bal mum is different. You can't learn treifa from bal mum because they have different dinim. So Amle Ravacha Saba Le Ravashi, so Ravacha Saba says to Ravashi, no, you can't learn from that. Yotze Dofen Yochiach, something or someone born from a cesarean section, that would prove differently. Shalo Asaba Makriven Kakraven. The Yotze Dofen, the Makriven, the Kohanim, and the Kakraven, and the animals are different. You can't offer a Yotze Dofen, but a Kohen who's born from a C-section, it's not possible, right? It's not a problem. The only thing changes is you don't have the status of the Bechor, but Kohen is still kashrut to do the Avodah. So you see from there, right? Utsalo asu bo makriva kakraven, and nevertheless, umutu lehejot, it's mutter, a yotzi dofen is mutter for a person to eat, right? Va'as legavoa, and it's asur for the gavoa. So again, we can have the kavachomer. The kavachomer then would be for a treifa, which is asur lehejot, kosher can't be asur legavoa. The Gemara says, no, Mali Yotzei Dofen is different. Shekein Einu Kodesh B'Chora. The reason why the Yotzei Dofen is Pasla Gavoa is because it has this stain of not being able to the status of a Bechor. That's why it's Pasla Gavoa. But a Trefa, which does have Kedusha's status of Kedusha's Bechor, maybe it would be Mutla Gavoa. So therefore, we have another problem. So the Gemara says, no, go back to Baal Mum. The Baal Mum will prove it. The Gemara says, no, Mala Baal Mum, Sha Asa Bo Makrivim Kakravim. The Baal Mum, we got rid of it because you can't learn to treifa, because we said it's the Makrivim or like the craving. Okay, so back and forth, Yotzi Dofen Yochiach, Klazer Din, Lo Rizel, Lo Rizel, Lo Rizel, Karizel, Hasad Shav Behen. What's the common denominator between a Yotzi Dofen and a Baal Mum? Shehem Mutarim LaHedjot, Masum Gavoa. They're Usser, they're Mutter for Hedjot, they're Usser for Mizbeach. So too, there, so the culture came, Treifa asur lehejot, so the treifa should be asur lehejot, tiyeh asura ligavoa. And that's the case now. I would have this kavachomer. I mean, it's not really a kavachomer anymore. Now it's a memasinu.
Yeah.
But so now I have this kavachomer, and therefore if I have this kavachomer, why do I need the pasuk? So Gemara says, no, I would have learned it out from Yotzei Dofen and Baal Mum, because I would have said, ma letzana shava shebehen, shekein lo huchu mikolon. Because the psul of the Yotzei Dofen and the Baal Mum has no exceptions. They're not Hutter Michlalon. There's no any time where they might be mutter. Tomar b'treifa, I mean, how are you going to say that by treifa? Shehutter Michlalon. That the treifa is sometimes mutter. And if the treifa sometimes, so you can't learn treifa from the Baal Mum and the Yotzei Dofen. So therefore I would not have the Kavachomer. And if I would not have the Kavachomer, I would therefore need the Pasuk. But the Gemara then asks, okay, you just took something for granted, that sometimes a Trefa is Hutcher Mikala, there's sometimes where a Trefa is Mutter to go on the Mizbeach. Well, where's that case? So Amar Ravacha Bered the Rav or Ravashi, Trefa Shehutcher Mikala, Mahi, what's the case? So the Gemara now says that we're talking about Malika. That Malika, which I thought makes it into a Nevela, but Malika first makes it into a Trefa, and then makes it into a Nevela.
That's something by a bird.
That's what we're talking about. We'll see. So that would be a case where treifa is hutra miklala. You would have within the unit of treifa, there is a treifa that's mutter to go on the mizbeach. But I don't understand that the bird. So someone said that the bird maybe when you do the malika, so you're going through the back of the neck.
Right.
So first you injure the bird in a way that's a treifa, and then you go cut through the simanim. I'm not.
When you bring a bird as a carbon, you say you're making a treifa.
You're allowing malika. Yeah, but so aren't you doing the same thing with the shechita?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So Amar Rav Acha Braid the Rav Ravashi. Treifa shehutcher miklala mahi. Where's the case where treifa shehutcher miklala? Ilema, if you say melika to olas haof legavoa, the melika of an olas oaf, right? That's supposed to go burnt on the mizbeach. You say balmum nami baofos ishtru ishtri. What you're trying to tell me that treifa is specific to a bird, but balmum and yotzei dofen are not. Balmum is also permitted by a bird because we know tamos v'zachos v'hema because a behema has to be pure without a mum, but the ain tamos v'zichos v'ofos. That's not true by a bird, right? Birds can come by with the mum, a certain type of mum, and birds, it doesn't matter what the sex is. It's male or female. It doesn't matter what the gender is. So therefore, that can't be That can't be the difference between the treifa and the balmum, because it's the same. It's the same thing. So ella melika dechatas haof likohanim. No, the question is, the point is melika of the chatas oaf that's hutra for the kohanim to eat, right? These birds the kohen can eat. It's a the bird is it becomes a treifa. The kohanim are mutter to eat it, right? Because he, right, wait a second. Malika the chatas of the kohanim. Rashi says, "Ubebal mum beyotze dofon lo ashechan hetel kohanim michlal iser de ein ben shum iser legabe kohanim." Ubebal mum beyotze dofon lo ashechan hetel kohanim michlal.
It's not just about the lowa. Here, you actually have a person eat it.
As opposed to the bal mum, if the bal mum was chukra, the kohanim can't eat it. Oh, because they're never usher to a hedgeh, the Baal Mum and the Yotzei Dofen. They're only usher to the Mizbeah. Right? There's no reason to allow a heter for the Kohanim, because they're always allowed to eat a Baal Mum or a Yotzei Dofen.
Well,
Kohen, you know, hedgeh is Kohen. Gavoa means the Mizbeah. Okay, so the Gemara then says, no, that can't. That's not the case, because Kohanim mishulchan kavoa kazahu. When you talk about the Kohanim eating it, it's not their own. When they're eating the bird, it's they're getting a gift from the mizbeach.
Right.
It's from Hashem who gives it to them.
Right.
So it's the same thing that it's going. It's the same idea that it's going to. It's the same thing as the ola. There's no just because they're eating it, it's no different than the ola. It's still gavoa. I think maybe that was what was bothering you. It's still gavoa. So therefore, by gavoa. The treifa is mutar, but the balmum is also by a bird is mutar by gavoa. So what's the din? So therefore what? So therefore you can't upset the kal v'chomer by saying that the treifa is hutra mechlala, because the balmum is also hutra mechlala. If I can't upset the kal v'chomer, then what do I need the pasuk for? So the Gemara says ela parichachi. This is how you would upset the kal v'chomer. Malat zana shavah shabehen shekem muma nikar. When it comes to a Baal Mum and the Yotzei Dofen, the reason why they're puzzle is because it's very clear to all that that they have their deficiency. So the Baal Mum, I get. You can see the Baal Mum. Someone's like, "What's the? How do you can tell about a Yotzei Dofen?" So Rashi says, "The Yotzei Dofen Mumu Nikar is like Kala, like Kol Yodim." I guess when you had a Yotzei Dofen born on the farm, everybody knew about it. It was a big deal to have a C-section born on the farm. I don't know. Have you? See many people walking around as a C-section. You can't say he's a C-section baby. He's not.
No,
but
it's out. You can't tell.
Right. So it must be. So Rashi says that there's a cult. So there's a cult. So Tomei b'treifa. You say that for treifa, which is aslam is beach she'ein mumar nikar. That's not going to be mutter. It can have an internal wound, and nobody know. So therefore, that would upset the kal v'chomer. That would upset the mamatzino, because you would say a bal mum. You can't learn a treifa from a Baal Mum and Yotzei Dofen, because maybe those are different, and that their mum is nikar as opposed to the treifa. Therefore, I would need the pasuk. That seems to be the end of that. Okay, so the Gemara says the treifa may hachanafka. Now the Gemara asks to begin with. We learned out what was the pasuk. The original pasuk we learned out was min habakar. That will come to exclude the treifa. So the Gemara says, "Mitreifa mehacha nafka." Is that where the treifa is learned from? Mehasam nafka. We learned that you can't bring a treifa on the mizbeach from a different pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yischezkel, which we started off. We spoke about the other day. Is be mashke Yisrael. The Chachamim made a drasha that you can only be makriv on the mizbeach something mina mutter to Yisrael. Be mashke Yisrael, something that's mutter to Yisrael. A treifa we just spent the whole time telling is also to Yisrael. You can't eat it. So that's not can't go on the mizbeach from that pasuk. And the Gemara then says, not only that. What about, I have another pasuk that teaches that, right? Why do you learn it out from min habakar? Mi kol asher yavor tachas hashevet nafka. From everything that passes under the rod, which is talking about the ma'aser behema, it goes under the rod. So the drasha made in the Gemara Bechoros and Lafnun Ches is prat l'treifa she'ena overis. Okay, he says, what does it mean overis? Rashi says, kol asher yavor tachas hashevet, prat l'treifa she'ena overis, mishum de'en l'chiyus lo chashiv le'overis. Since it's not going to live, it's not going to say something that's walking or passing. It's a dead man. So it's as if it's walking physically, but it's not literally, it's not really halachically walking because it's essentially dead. So it's not over tachas hashevet. So a treifa doesn't count. So what, now I have three psukim min habakar, mashke Yisrael, kol sheyivor tachas hashevet. I have three psukim to tell me that a treifa is not brought on the mizbeach. What do I need all three for? So Gemara says, Srichi, I need all three. The e mi mashke Yisrael. Had we just had the second pasuk of mashke Yisrael, hava amina limuute. That I was thought to say that the only treifa that is usser is a treifa that was a treifa from the outset, right? It never had a shasa kosher. I mean, it was born a treifa. So dumya the orla v'klayer kerem, similar to orla and klayer kerem, which that pasuk is talking about. Orla klayer kerem never have a shas kosher. So maybe I would think that would be the case. But if it had a time when it wasn't a treifa and then it became a treifa, then ema tit kasher. You would think maybe it would be kasher. So kasher rachmana, kasher yavor. So the pasuk, there's another pasuk that says kasher yavor, which takes away that havamina. E kasher rachmana, kasher yavor. So had I just had kasher yavor, I mean these two psukim, I guess mashi sol and kasher yavor, havamina lemuute hecha din nitrifa vilisof hektisha. I would have thought to say that when is a treifa usher? If it became treifa prior to when you to being makdishit. However, if you were makdish it beforehand, maybe it would be good. Dumya de Meiser. Because that would make it similar to Meiser Behemah. Because the Meiser Behemah was a case of where it was good, and only later did you make it into Meiser. Aval Hegdisha Vesof Nitrifa, the Ba'idma de Iktisha Havachazif, if you were makdish it and it became Troifa afterwards, because at the time that you were makdish it was right to go as Be'ach. Ema tit kasher, maybe it would be kasher. Therefore, kasher rachmanim in a bakar. So I have the third pasuk to teach me that in all these instances, because if I only had one pasuk, I would be memai to a certain thing. So once we go by levels, and each pasuk takes away all of those possibilities. Therefore, tzrichi, I need all three pasukim. Again, that the sugya itself was very difficult with the kabbal chomers and then the mematzinos. That is very very difficult. Okay, next mishnah.
My Malika, is this you're fracturing, you're breaking its neck
before you get, right, that's what you're saying. Doing some, that's a turning
when you get to kind of that, right. You're breaking its neck.
I know, but it's still mitzvah mekach. That's the way you're supposed to. But that makes it different than shechita, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Next mission. Echa minchas chote. Whether we're dealing about the mincha brought by a sinner, right, those three menachos covering all of Yori, the echa kol menachos, and all other menachos. Tomorrow everybody's going to ask, why do I need to specify minchas chote? But echa minchas chote, echas kol menachos, shekimatzon zar. A non-Kohen did the kemitza, or an Onen did the kemitza, or a Tvul Yom, someone who went a Tvul Yom that he already did his tefillah, but he can't eat Truma Kedoshim until he needs Har Hashemesh, right? Or Mechusig Begadim, or regular Kohen's only wearing less than 8 Begadim, the Kohen Gadol was wearing less than 4. Or Mechusa Kivurim, a Kohen who did everything, but he has to bring to come to her, but he did bring the Korbanos. Right? Or Shalom Ruchat Shadayim Veraglav, he didn't do the Kiddush Shadayim Veraglayim. Or he's an Orel, right? He's not circumcised, because his brothers had, there's a Chazak in the family, his brothers had died from circumcision. Or a Tame, or a Kohen does it when he's Yoshiv, when he's sitting. Or he's Omei Al-Gabe Kalim, or he's standing on Kalim, he has a Chatitza. Or Al-Gabe Behema, or Gabe Raglav Chavero. Or he's standing on the feet of his friend. The feet of his friend is not a psul chatzitza we learned in Zvachim because mim b'mino eino chotzitz. But it's not just this is not the way to do avoda when you're standing on something else. In all those cases, the kemitza and the menachos are pasul. Kamutz b'yad small. If he does kemitza with his left hand, pasul. It's pasul. Kemitza has to be done with the right hand.
Even then, if he's a lefty. If
lefty's a psul anyway. Right. Lefty's a psul anyway.
You can't have a lefty.
Right. Yeah, I mean, lefty's not, left Cohen is, you know, he's checking. Yeah, he's checking worms in the wood. That's what he's doing. Well, that's what he's doing.
Check your
lefty. Yeah. All right.
I
get out of the room. Yeah. So, okay. Well, we're all okay. Kamatz. What? Kamatz biyat small puzzle. Ben Basira Omer Yachzir v'Yachzor v'Yikvotz biyamin. This is no big deal. It seems to be saying that he's only arguing the case of the small. In the case of the small, the guy does kmitza in the small, he'll take the kmitza, put it back into the pan, and then recomates it with the right hand. Now, kamatz va'ala biyado tzror. He does kmitza, and he puts it in his hands, and in the kmitza is a stone, right? It's a stone, or gargar melech, or like a bunch of salt that's, you know, condensed together, or korich lavona, again, you know, a piece of lavona, pasul. That is all the kamitzas pasul. Because the say hakometz hayesev achaser pasul. If you do kamitza and it's missing or it's extra, it's pasul. Meaning the only for missing means the only thing that can be in your hand is kamitza. It can't be anything else. Look what Rashi says. Allah biyado tzror. Nimtza komets chaser makom atzor. So the kamitza is missing at the place of that stone. It's missing, and it became melech levon. Therefore, it would be pasul. So ezehu hayeser. The Mishnah mentioned also that if it's too much, it's also pasul. What's yeser? She kamatzo mivurats. It's the kamitza is done mivurats. Rashi says that mivurats on the bottom. He says it's godush, which I guess means it's heaping, it's overflowing on the sides, right? Lashon acher shenira kemech chotit bein roshei etzbosav. I think you see the like the kamitzas, like you see the flower coming, you know, coming through. Okay, it can't be coming through. And what's chaser? Shekamatzah barashi etzbosav. I don't know why he gives an example of chaser. Example of chaser we just said was a tzror. Gives another example of chaser that's not enough kamitzah is he did it barashi etzbosav, which Rashi seems to indicate is that you didn't bend the hands all the way down. You just bent the, like, the knuckles on the top. You didn't bend it all the way down. Bend the knuckles. So that's chaser. It has to be a complete handful for the kamitzah. Now the Gemara goes right back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said whether it's a minchas choteh or all menachos. Well, if you have all menachos, why do I need to specify minchas choteh? So the Gemara says, "Lamle the misnei echad minchas choteh, echad kol menachos." Listen, it should just say kol hamenachos shekamatzin zara oning. Any mincha that was called nikmatz by zara oning, etc. Why not to say minchas choteh? The Gemara says, "No, the shitas are shimon itzterich." So no, we need it in order to clarify that it even goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon seems to be the one who's like, he's the antagonist to our Mishnayos when it comes to Menachos. Obviously, he was the first sugya was Rabbi Shimon, and now again Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Shimon, it's the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon, Bidin, who should he minchas chote to umen shemel levona. Really, al pidin, the minchas chote should also have shemel and levona brought with it. Shelo yeh chote niskar, because why should the chote, who is bringing a korban because he's sinning, why should he benefit and not have to pay the extra money? The whole idea that the guy's bringing the korban mincha as a chote is because he has no money. That's the korban lo viyori. Okay, he says shelo yeh chote niskar. So if he should really bring it, v'pnei ma eina tuuna. So therefore, why does it not need shemen levona? Shelo yeh korban no mehuda, because we don't want the korban of a chote to be so special. We don't have to have hidden mitzvah by the korban chatas. And similarly, ubedinu shetei chatas chaylev to unanasachim. The halacha should be that someone who's bringing a chatas chaylev, which is just a statement about a regular korban chatas, should also have to bring nasachim. But he doesn't. Why not? Why should he bring it? Shlo yechote niskar, if you don't want the chote to benefit, to profit. Ubnei ma inu to una, so why does it not bring it? Shlo yechorban muhudar, we don't have to have his korban muhudar. So they see Rav Shimon takes these, the korban mincha, puts it on a lower level. So if he puts them in the lower level, maybe you would think these other psulim are also kosher. So sakadaita chamina hova amar shimon shaloya karbona muhudar ki kamatzila psulim namitid kasher. I don't know if it's havamina, but he says just because you do one thing, that doesn't mean the other thing, but the havamina of the Gemara is saying is that because Rabbi Shimon says that we don't want the karbon of the chote, the mincha of the chote to be muhudar, maybe you can also have a pasul do it. I don't see what that is. Right, so Kamash Milan, that's why the Mishnah has to come to teach us, not even a puzzle is puzzle. It's a puzzle. What do you mean? Because you don't want to be Mohudar, you gotta have a puzzle. So I don't want to have the Esrog Mohudar, so I'm bringing one without a pitum. I mean, that doesn't, I don't follow the logic. Because that's the quintessential Chathas, because that's where the Pasuk talks about it. That's the name called the Chathas. Yeah, Chathas Chelev just means any Chathas. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. If that's what you're talking about, I have a parallel Mishnah in Zvachim. A lot of the Mishnayos in Menachos have parallel Mishnayos in Zvachim. The first Mishnah we call Menachos Nikutz Lo Tzma, called Zvachim. So here too also, this Mishnah has a parallel in Andav Tezvav in Zvachim. There it said, Echad Chatos Chelev, the Echad Kol HaZvachim, Shekibu Dom Zarva Onan, it's puzzle. There also it makes a distinction in Chatos Chelev and all the Zvachim. So v'leima, according to our logic now, we should say v'leima the Rav Shimon istrich. It would be that Rav Shimon, it's there for Rav Shimon. Alma kevan. That's not coming. No, sorry. There it doesn't say echachat tespeil of echachol hazvachim. That's what it should say. It just says there kol hazvachim shekibul daman there. Why doesn't that have the same distinction over here? Lema l'Rab Shimon Itzrich Alma. So you see from there cave in the tunnel a kol v'loch tani chutz. Since it says kol and not chutz, kulu mashba. Kol itself includes everything. You never would have thought that it would exclude anything else. The word everything means everything, right? So he says mashba. Hachanam. So to here cave in the tunnel kol v'loch tani chutz kulu mashba. Since here it's, here we just have to say kol and don't have an exception, and that would include everything. So we not, basically, the Havamina would never happen. If you had the parallel Mishnah, it should be said the same way. Since it says it in Zvachim without the exception of Minchas Chelev, you don't need the Mishnah here to say the exception of Minchas Chote, even according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, Itzrich, here's a little better. Tzalk Dayan Chamina, Ho Ve Kimna L'Resha Deloki Rabbi Shimon. Because, remember, our Mishnah, we said, the first part of the, we said our Mishnah was Lokashitas Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon held that Menachos are kosher. It's not really true because we had three answers, and one of the answers was able to put the Mishnah like Rav Shimon. I think that was Rav Ashi. He says since we have established, at least according to two of the Amoraim, that the first Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, so Seifa Nami Deloki Rabbi Shimon. So you would have thought that the Seifa is also not like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore maybe the Minchas Chota would be kosher by Apostle. So Kamash Malan, that no, even Rav Shimon, by adding Minchas Chota, it says, yes, the Resha doesn't ascribe to the opinion of Rav Shimon, but the Sefer does take into consideration Rav Shimon. Okay. Amar Rav, Rav says, Zar Shekamatz, Rav says, if a Zar, non-calling, does Kemitza, Yachsir, no big deal, take the Kemitza, put it back in the Kli, and redo it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Va'anan Sultanan, our Mishnah, Tanakhama, our Mishnah says it's possible. So what do you tell me, you can put it back? So Gemara says, no, what does pasul in our Mishnah means? It's pasul on sheyachzir. It's no good until you return it. Gemara says, well, that's ben b'seira. So what's the machlokas? The chacham in ben b'seira. Ben b'seira is the one. Albeit he only stand up on the left hand. But ben b'seira is the one who says you can redo it. Now Rav is coming to say, that's what the Mishnah means about the chachamim. Well, then what's the machlokas in the chacham in ben b'seira? So yichachi hanu ben b'seira. So Gemara says, no. E de isay the komets be'ene. If the kemitza, if the part that with the kemitza, the komets that was taken off, is still extant, right? Then lo pli rabbanon alei the rabban b'mseira. The rabbanon don't argue the b'mseira. They say put it back and go and start again. Ki pligi, where's their machlokas? The choser komets, where that komets is now gone. So the question is, we'll have to. I can put new. I can refill it. Can I refill it with something new? The rabbanon savri. Lo yavi mitok peso v'yamalena. Chachamim say that you cannot bring it from your house to be mashlim the mincha to the right shear, and to redo it. Uben b'seira savar yavi mitok peso v'yamalena. You can, right? Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says yavi mitok peso. Why would he say that? Right, look above that. Lo yavi mitok peso v'yamalena. The solus lisaron, to fill up the flour to equal the lisaron. The kasavri, they held kedushas kli kavel shei mincha. That once you put the mincha in the kli, then the mincha is kadosh already, right? The shuv ein mosifnale, and you can once it's kadosh, you can't add it to it anymore. Umifslim b'chisaron, and if it's missing, it's pasul. As opposed to Rebbe Maseir says yom mitok peso the kasavar kmitza kava the halakonsbul. He said, what makes the korban kosher? What makes the korban kadosh? It's to do kmitza. Well, kmitza wasn't done here. I mean, it was done by Azar, but that doesn't count. So no kmitza wasn't done. So what's inside the pan is not kadosh yet. So you can re-put, you can refill it and do it again. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the machlokas, if the machlokas is whether or not you can go back to your house, take more flour and put it back in to refill it, well then the language of the Mishnah is wrong. Ihachi, right, what does the Mishnah say about Ben Seira? Ben Seira Omer, Yachzir v'yachzir v'yikmotz v'yimin. Just put it back in and do it with your right hand. If the machlok is whether you can go back to the house and get more, it should say, Ben Seira Omer, Yachzir v'yavimitov beso v'yomlenu v'yachzir v'yikmotz v'yimin. Go and get other from elsewhere and put it back in. That's not what the Mishnah says. That can't be what the machlok says.
The flour that he has from the carbon, is he bringing it from his house or he gets it from the...
Okay, so the house means from outside, from get new flour.
Right, not the source. Not from his back to his house.
You could bring it from there, but the idea is that you get new flour from the source, from wherever you're getting it from. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Let me explain what Rav said. Right, Rav said that you can go back. Kika Amar Rav lefi ben Basera. What Rav is saying is according to the Shita ben Basera. Rav is explaining ben Basera says it's kosher because you can go back and get more and put it back in. And where it says Pshita. That's what ben Basera said. Basera said if you commit some with left hand, it's no problem. Just go back, put it back in, and redo it. So Rav says no. Ma'ad tema ad kan lo makshar ben Basera ela b'smo. Based on the way the Mishnah is, it sounds like the Maseir is only arguing that he did it with the left hand. Only by the left hand can you re-put it and then redo the Kemitza. Right? Aval b'shar psulin lo, maybe he would hold that other psulim, you cannot redo it, you can't put it back in. Kamash malam, that's why Rav came to say that, no, there's no difference, but Maseir would say that even the other psulim, you can also put it back in and redo it. So now the Gemara says, well, what would you bin your Havamina to say that smol is different than all other psulim? So maishna smol. He says, no, small would have been different. Because by small, you find a place where it's allowed to do it with the left hand. Because it's part of the avodah, and Yom Kippur is done with the left hand. The Gemara says, Zar Nami Ashachon Lehechshera. When Zar, he said, it's possible by Kemitza, I would have also said that Zar, I should put Zar in the same category with small, because there is an instance when Zar is kosher. What's that? Shechita. Because Shechita is kosher with Zar. So why would you have thought small as opposed to Shechita? So Gemara says, no, Shechita will have avodah. Zar, Shemitza is an avodah, Shechita is not an avodah. Right? Shechita is not an avodah because a Zar can do it, or Zar can do Shechita because it's not an avodah. It seems to be a little circular, which way it goes. So, the Gemara says below, and is Shechita not an avodah? V'ha amar Rabbi Zeira amar Rav, Shechita the para duma, if it's done by a Zar, is psula. V'ha amar Rav Allah, and how do I know that? Because the pasuk says, Elazar, the chukah ksibbe, says Elazar was the kohen, and chukah, when it says chukah, that means it's likuva. Therefore, the shkita, the paraduma, must be done by the kohen. So you see that shkita is an avodah, it has to be done by the kohen. Gemara says, Shani Parah, we've seen this Gemara a few times. Shani Parah, paraduma is different because it's not kachim kachim, it's not kachim isbeach, it's kachim betagabayasi. A kachim betagabayas, it has to be done by the kohen. Gemara says, well, wait a second. Vilav kol the kane, then pisha kol shakane, it should be kavachomer. Kachim betagabayas, which is on a lower level of kedusha, that's bo kahanim. Kedusha Mizbeach lo bo kahuna, then the Kedusha Mizbeach doesn't require kahuna. How can you say Shkita Kasher Bazar? So Gemara says, no, it's different. Am Rav Shisha Breid Rav Iti, the idea of the, just because a Kohen has to do it, doesn't mean it's Kedusha Mizbeach. I can bring another example by Mitzora. It's only considered Tzaras if the Kohen declares it Tzaras. That means what? That means it's Kedusha Mizbeach? No, that's a halacha here. That's required by the Kohen. Gemara says, Am Rav Shisha Breid Rav Iti, Midei Dahave, Amaros Negayim, it's similar to Maros Negayim, that Vaday, for sure, a lot of Avodah Ninu, that's not an Avodah, and nevertheless, the Bai Kahuna, so too, the Shritas Paraduma, it's not an Avodah, but nevertheless, it requires a Kohen. The Gemara then says, okay, so the Heksher Bazar, you would say, the Nelech Mibama, learn it out from Obama. You would have said, I have an instance, back to our bummus, the last parak hazachim, why would Zar be different than Smol? Smol is mutter by Yom Kippur, Zar was mutter by Obama. So then you might say, oh, v'chi teima mi bami lo yofinan, really we shouldn't learn things out from the bama, which was our question the entire last parak hazachim, why are we learning things out from the bama? So the Gemara says, no, because you can't say that, because we do learn from Obama. V'hatanya, we have a bracelet that taught us, minayim li yotze sh'im ala lo yerid, sh'ay yotze kosher b'bama. How do we know if a piece of meat supposed to be in the mizbeach, is left the base of Middush, then came back in and was put back on the mizbeach. You don't take it off. You don't take it off because if by bama it was mutter by yotze because there was no kilayim. It was allowed to go anywhere. So just like it was mutter by the bama, so if it goes onto the mizbeach, you don't take it off. One says no. But that we didn't learn out from the bama. Tana azos Torah saola samichle. That is learned out from a pasuk azos Torah saola. From there they made a drasha that Torah achas lekola olam mizbeach. Whether the kosher or whether the apostle, they don't come off of the mizbeach. So therefore, you wouldn't have learned the zar from anywhere else. So therefore, that's why specifically small, you would have had a havamina to say that was specifically the case of the kemitza where you can redo it, as opposed to anything else. So the Gemara says, Ella taima derav. The Gemara says, taima dashmina rav. It's halav hachi havamina b'shap sulim pasul b'embaseira. In other words, you're telling me now that Rav, it's because of Rav, I know that all the other psulim ben Basir allows you to redo the kemitza. Had I not had Rav, I wouldn't have known that. But right, Hagalohach have mean b'shar psulim ben b'seira psulim b'shar psulim pasul b'seira. Vatanya, who have the following brisa: Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Machshir Hayiv ben b'seira b'chol psulim kulan. They have a brisa that says Rabbi Seira clearly says he was machshir to redo the kmitza by all the psulim. So why didn't need Rav? I already have it in a brisa, right? Vatanya, right? And the Gemara asks further: Vatanya, the kometz misham. Mimaklam sheragle hazar omdos. Kometz misham. You do the kmitza there. Kmitza can be done in a place where the zar can stand, which like the first 11 steps that go in, you can do kmitza there. Then Meseira omer, the Meseira says, no, minayin shim kometz besmol, sheyachsi v'yachsi v'yikmotz v'yamin. If I take kmitza with the left, I go do it and give it to the right. Tamil omer, mi kometz misham. You do kmitza from there. Mimaklam she kometz kvar. The cave with the cross stomach sieve, and since the passage just says kometz misham, right? Mali smol, mali sharp sulim. What's the difference? It just says redo it from the, you just take it from there. So Ella, we don't need Rav. So what's Rav teaching us? So Ella hakamashmal and Rav. This is what Rav is teaching us. Kamatz vafilu kiddush, meaning the Mesira would allow if let's say it's done by a zar. He did kamatz and then he took that kmitza and he put that kmitza into the klisharis. Right, that's been brought. So Rebbe Seira says, even in that instance, you can take it out of the kli sharitz and put it back into the original kli. Lafuke mehayne tanoi, to the exclusion of the sheet of this other tanoim, the tani Rabbi Yosi ben Yasan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom, introduced to these two tanoim. I don't think I've ever been introduced to them before, right? Or I don't remember. So nice to meet you. Right, the tani Rabbi Yosi ben Yasan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom Amru, Bamedvar Mamorim, when does Rebbe Seira allow you to put the kmitza back? Right, dafka shekamatz v'lo kiddush. You did the kmitza, but you didn't take the kmitza and put it into the second kli. About kiddush, possible. If you did put it into the second kli, ben b'seira or not. Comes around to say that no, ben b'seira is going to hold like, that ben b'seira does not hold like that, ben b'seira holds that even if it's put into another kli, you can be mekadosh it. The ika de amri, and we'll start with the ika de amri. The ika de amri, there are those who say, kamatz in. Only if you did kmitza, then it's kosher to do back. But kiddush lo. But if you didn't, but if you put it into a second key, kli, then you cannot put it back. Keman, that kahani kahani tanoi, like those tanoi, lafuki mitamakana. Then that would be like these two tanoim. That the only time that the Messiah would allow you to redo the kmitza is if it has not yet been, the kmitza has not been yet taken and put it into the second kli, which is going to be used to brought to the Mizbeach. Okay.